Opportunity of a lifetime must be taken within the lifetime of the opportunity.
UJFM, shaping the future.
UJFM 95.4. The conversations in the background, guys, off air. They're too heated. 21 minutes right now after 5 o'clock. And just in this last 40 minutes of the show, we are about to, you know, get into specific stories that have made headlines regarding the health industry. And I think I should start off with mine, which is a bit concerning. And of course, I'm talking about the alcohol cases that surfaced from yesterday. So the headline reads that Baragwanath Hospital is concerned about the trauma cases that will burden the COVID-19 resources that the hospital has. The story goes on to say that the Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital said that it was concerned that people admitted due to alcohol-related incidents would burden resources set aside to treat COVID-19 patients. The facility said that a number of intoxicated patients were treated for stab wounds and assault on a Monday, guys. This was after the alcohol sale ban was eased, and the facility said that there were no trauma-related admissions during the the level 5 restrictions. Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital CEO Nkele Lisia said that treating patients for alcohol-related cases would pose a major challenge for the facility. What do you guys think?
Wait, it's surprising where like people will be admitted go special for assault and all that, because like I get it, you're not supposed to drink where you buy. So how come you were being beaten? Like, are you being beaten at home?
Let me tell you like, something about alcohol. You don't have to be gomnati to get stabbed. You just have to get intoxicated. And that's enough to make you do whatever you want to do and not even listen to what authority says. Imagine how many accidents were recorded just last night.
Hi, man. Like, it's very concerning. And a lot of people were, like, excited for the unbanning of alcohol and all that. But now it kind of, like, make us look like we are a country that's not responsible enough. You understand? Because, like, they understood. Or, like, you understand? They understood. Or, like, people want to go out and, like, have fresh air.
Some of them need alcohol, you know. And it's sad because, like, there are people out there that actually bought alcohol and consumed it at the right levels. Like, but because there are some people that feel like, you know, screw it, man, I haven't had alcohol for the longest time, and now it's my chance. And I feel like it's even worse because today we have a hashtag that's trending airing Blackout Tuesday. I know it has nothing to do with alcohol, but how do you think people are going to take it that know nothing about Twitter?
I mean, I even saw a video. I think it was some shop, some alcohol shop, and it was saying that there was a brass band that was playing.
I saw that video. There was a brass band and the leader had like a cooler box. They literally had a ceremony just because the band was lifted.
Alcohol. I wish there was the same for chocolate, guys.
Dude,
I really wish there was the same for cranberry juice. Y'all? No. I was like, so. this excitement is because of you're going to get intoxicated.
So someone was saying, and I felt like they had. Okay, let me not even criticize the comment, but this is what they said. They said, you know, the president or the government should not have banned alcohol in the first place.
Okay.
And just left it and let people buy alcohol as they were before. Then maybe we were not going to ever, you know, record such cases.
Guys, come on.
Wait.
And now because people have not had alcohol for the longest time.
Yeah.
And now that they have the opportunity to go back and drink, they overdo it, and therefore record more tragic incidents.
People have just been behaving the same way. Like, okay, for yesterday, and like people were excited, but the behavior that we saw yesterday, it's nothing new. It's what we've been seeing all along. Not like during lockdown, but when alcohol was still allowed to be sold. It's something that we've just been seeing. Just that, I mean, like maybe they were just too excited and they forgot about Hore. Tomorrow is still another day, and what you do now, like, it doesn't only hurt you, but other people that are next to you. So
the operative word being forgot.
It's scary though that yes, we just came from a lockdown, and this is what the country, the world has experienced, you know. And as South Africans, we've been at home for, most of us have been at home for 2 months. To think on a Tuesday, people are queuing for alcohol.
Dude.
It's just, it's mind-blowing.
Can
it's
I like just a... comment on the line, the queue, rather, line, that I saw go Campus Square. It literally, do you know where Woolworths is?
Yeah.
Yes. Netswaka Woolworths, all the way to Dis-Chem. Imagine the distance between those two shops. It was winding all the way to Dis-Chem from Woolworths.
And you'd be surprised where people get money to buy alcohol at a time whereby a lot of people were not working.
We're not
people
working.
Are losing jobs. People are not getting paid.
Money at that time.
But there's
but
a long queue
a
out. Like,
It just goes to show you how much of an effect that substances have on people's lives.
You know, when I came here, I saw this old Matalane. He had like a beer. And he was just talking to this queue marshal saying, yo, bengoni, where's that? Yeah. And he was just standing there. At he takes like a gun. I got gun. Bengoni. And he just gulped it, man. He drank it like
you know,
water.
You're not you supposed could even,
to be laughing. You could even hear. And when someone swallows, we hear that. You could hear that. He's like, hey, bengoni, man. Yo, gunzima, papa. And he was drinking. I was looking at him thinking, but
you know, it's really sad because there are people that even lost their lives just yesterday in jail. And it's a serious matter because it's not only affecting families in the worst way ever, but also, as we've just heard right now, Baragwanath Hospital is extremely affected by these cases of alcohol-related cases because they're using equipment and resources that they need to use for COVID-19 patients. But because they're now recording tragedies within the alcohol industry, they have to share those resources when we can't do that, especially at this time where this invisible enemy is just ravaging throughout our society.
You know, man, sometimes we complain and say our government is not doing enough for us, forgetting what South Africa is still a developing country. But then at the same time, Luruna, we are the ones that are like putting more troubles to the government. Like, we know how our health system is struggling. We're supposed to be like trying by all means to avoid things that might land us in go spetel, because we know there's people that actually need it the most, those who have coronavirus. So if you're gonna drink and then get into a fight and then hurt yourself, you go to hospital. And even when you're there, there's a high chance of you getting infected by COVID-19, even if no snaleon. Because that's a place whereby there's a lot of people, well, or banaleon, you understand? So
someone raised a very intriguing question on Facebook, Ari. Do you think drunk people will be able to keep on their masks?
I doubt, because when you're drunk, you just want to talk all the talk.
You
understand?
So and everything that kills your vibe, you kill it.
You understand? So,
Yeah, man. 29 minutes after 5 o'clock, let us know what your opinion is on 081-7255-228. You may also find us on every social media platform at UJFM on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And of course, we've just developed our very own app. Check us out.